This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, there's haunted homes and there's haunted lives. How do you define the two? I guess by odds. One of the simplest things is if you find yourself moving from house to house and throughout your life, each house seems to be haunted, it might not be the house that's haunted. It might be you. I guess that's kind of a weird, what sort of made me think of that stupid, you might be a redneck thing from the 90s. It might be you that's haunted. And I'm not saying anything wrong with that, but it just might be you. I honestly believe that almost every place and any place has spirits wandering around it. It's more so those of us who are able to pick up on it and others that can't. So to one, a home may be very haunted, and to the next, not at all, if the sensitivity's not there. In our next story, we hear about a family, and specifically one person in the family that has haunting experiences through childhood, into adulthood, into having their own children, and then their children having their own experiences as the journey of life progresses forward. Take a listen. All of my life, I've had strange things happen. I did not understand them, and for a long time, never talked about it to anyone. First, let me give you a background history of my family and myself as it pertains to the paranormal. When I was 6 years old, my mother had just had my baby brother. And my uncle had died in a tragic boating accident. She was sleeping when she says she felt this white light behind her. She said that she was too scared to roll over, but felt it was my uncle trying to tell her something. When she did not roll over, the light disappeared down the hall and stopped at my brother's room. My mother told me it wouldn't. I was all grown. When I was about 13, we moved back to my mother's hometown. It was a very old town, dating to the 1800s, and is next to an Indian reservation. We moved into a house that I believe was at least 100 years old. It's one of those houses that have no closets. They lowered the ceiling with the fake tiles and had a wood-burning stove for heat. My memory of this house is very limited, and I know that my aunt and mother would hear voices at night. The house itself had a bad feeling to it, not only to me, but to my whole family. When you'd come home at night and reach inside to turn on the lights, you'd feel like something was going to grab you. My grandparents' house is just down the street, and I remember a few times being over there with just my grandpa. We would hear a noise upstairs. It sounded like someone was walking around. He'd just say that it was the old lady. Brush it off as if something that always happens. The upstairs in their house didn't bother me except for one room. That room always gave me a bad feeling. When you walked upstairs, there was a room to the left, one straight ahead, and a loft-like room to the right. Only the room straight ahead that looked out to the garden bothered me. I never really did figure out why, though. We moved out of our house after 6 months, and my mother bought a house in town that our family had owned for years. Again, this house was at least 100 years old. Most of the town still had houses that are that old, if not older. No bad feelings in this house, though. For the most part, I loved this house. For extra money, I'd help the elderly that lived in town with chores around their house. One couple, I would go over, haul firewood into the house for them. They treated me very good. I really liked them a lot. One night, I was sleeping and had a dream that I saw a flashing red light. My chest hurt. I woke up very scared, ran to my mother and woke her. I told her what I just had dreamed. I told her I was afraid something bad was going to happen to someone. However, I did not know who or when. She took me to the kitchen to get me something to drink and help me calm down. I think we were in the kitchen for about an hour when an ambulance with flashing red lights went by. The elderly man that I had helped passed away from a heart attack. I was so upset. I did not leave the house for at least a week. We moved back to where I'd spent most of my life. It was a bigger city and not that old. was about 15 when we returned and started to hang out with kids that liked to go to graveyards and such. I discovered after hanging out with them, I'd have thoughts of people I never knew. I would go to certain places and be near certain things. My friends at the time thought it was cool and thought that if we got a Ouija board, that maybe with my gift, we could talk to some people that had passed on. Yes, I know that was a really bad idea now, but being a dumb teen, I thought nothing could hurt me. I was 16 at the time we did this, and up to that point, nothing had happened in my new house. After a night of playing with the board, nothing happening with it, we decided to do it again. If I remember correctly, we played with it 6 times before something talked to us. I did not believe it at the time that it was real. Since nothing had happened before, I thought it was one of my friends making it do it. As time went on, I quickly learned that something mean was in the house, which is where we played the board. I started to have problems sleeping. Strange things would happen in the house. Things moved and would be found weeks later. I started to sleepwalk. I asked my mother if I had ever sleepwalked before, and she said I never had. When I was sleepwalking now, I'd come out and have conversations with whomever was awake. I never would remember any of it, though. About the same time, and after the whole board thing, we, my group of friends, decided to go ghost hunting. We all jumped into the back of a pickup truck, headed off at about midnight to a house that everyone had said was haunted, still believing that nothing could hurt me. We sat out there for an hour, waiting for this ghost to show herself. When she did not and my friends were bored and ready to go, I decided that I was going to tell the ghost what I thought of her. That was a bad idea. I can tell you that I made her mad. That was my first experience of the ghosts being able to touch you if they really wanted to. After that night, I decided that I did not want to play with ghosts anymore, but sadly the paranormal still wanted to play with me. Between the ages of 6 to 18, I had small things happen. I was still sleepwalking, thinking, and still having dreams. When I turned 18, I moved out and got married. My younger brother then moved in my room. After he moved into my old room, he started to hear things and see things, but never told anyone. Started to have dreams that within a few days would happen in real life. Shortly after that, I got pregnant with my first child. While I was 6 months pregnant with my first child, my uncle-in-law died in a boating accident. We decided that if we had a boy, we would name it after our uncle. Sure enough, it was a baby boy, healthy, happy. Within a week of bringing him home, I had something happen that I now wonder more of what it was. My husband and me were sleeping when something woke us up. Now, my ex says that we were dreaming, but how do two people dream the same thing? Standing in the doorway was this gray image of a man. How do I know it was a man? Well, I don't know for sure. I just feel like it was. It was built like a man. It was looking at us and then turned and blurred down the hall. Got up and went to check on my son, who was awake and happy. I thought it was our uncle coming to see his namesake. But now that I've read that white shadows are good and black are bad, I wonder why he was gray. About the same time, my brother moved out of my mom's house. He stopped having bad dreams. He said, I stopped sleepwalking. 2 years later, I gave birth to my second child. I was in the hospital that night with my newborn in my room sleeping with me. I insisted he stay in my room. I woke to the door of my room opening, or at least that's what I thought had happened. I thought the nurse was coming in to check my vitals, but when I rolled over, I saw this gray man again looking over at my son and me. Again, I thought it was my uncle coming to see his new nephew. He turned and walked out the door. Okay, the door did not open, but you know what I mean. Got up, looked down the hall. Nothing was there, but 2 nurses at the nurse's station. Of course, they asked if I was okay, and I told them I just wanted some more ice. After that time, I did not see him again, not even when I had my daughter, but she was born overseas. After my daughter was born, I moved in with my mother, who was still living in our old house. Not have anything that I remember happening, but my middle child would cry if you tried to put him on the floor in my mom's room. He said there was monsters on the floor. They were trying to get him, but he was on the bed. He was just fine. I do not know what he saw or if he really saw anything. My mother said he described them as a troll-like thing. My oldest son would talk to someone who you could not see. I thought it was his imaginary friend or something. Shortly after I moved in with my mom, I got my own place and talked her into moving in with me to help me raise the kids. The last night that my mom ever was in her house was the first time she had something really bad happen to her. She was finishing cleaning the house. Last thing she needed to do was vacuum the living room. As soon as she finished, she started putting things outside and came back in to do a final walkthrough. She said that she went into my old room and was about to leave it when she made a comment, "I'm glad we were leaving this hellhole." She didn't mean it to be hell, but just said it wasn't a nice place as our new place. She said that something pushed her. She caught her balance, went to leave quickly, and then she said she heard something say, "Get the fuck out." Now, you can only imagine how fast she left. But as she drove away, she did say that she felt like something was watching her from the windows. When my first son was 5 or 6, we moved yet again. And this new house, we would sit on the stairs, talk to a picture of her uncle that had passed away when I was pregnant with him. Now on that wall was many pictures of many family members, and we had not at that time told him who that man was or if he was dead or alive. But if you asked him whom he was talking to, he would point to that picture. He continued to do this for at least a year. After time, I just ignored it since I did not think it was anything bad. And about 3 months before my 25th birthday, I started to have nightmares. The same dream over and over each night. I won't go into the details about that because it still scares me, but I can tell you that they didn't stop until I turned 25. After the dream stopped, I never really experienced anything. Sometimes I would hear something or think I saw something, but never anything consistent until December of 09. I have a little girl that is attached to the land my house sits on. She's been there for 10 plus years now. She shut herself to my oldest son and played with my daughter's toys at night. We also think that she tried talking to my mother, but my mother just thought she was imagining it. The house is owned by my ex-husband, and 1.5 years ago, I moved into the house. My kids have lived in that house for 10 plus years, and it was my ex's week with the kids. They had always thought there was a little girl there, but their father said that they were dreaming and convinced my kids they were imagining it. They never told me about it or anything that had happened. My oldest son said he would see her. She's dressed like someone on Little House on the Prairie. Would walk the hall between his room. My daughter's room and my other son's room. She'd also move toys from my daughter's room, play with her tea set at night. When I moved in, I had no experiences like that whatsoever. I never heard or saw her. Thanksgiving this year, my son, who is now 20, moved out. I decided to take his room since it's the warmest room in the house and I'm always cold. On December 18th, I was asleep in my room, my son's old room, and woke to a girl's voice saying, "Mom, Mom." My daughter had left earlier that day to go out of town with some friends, and my son was sleeping over at a friend's house. At first, I thought my daughter had returned home and was letting me know she was home. I got up and looked in her room. Then I checked the living room, and lastly, I checked the porch. Sometimes sit on the porch with their dog. She was not home, and the only person that was home was my mother, who was sound asleep. She snores, so I know she was out cold. I thought I was imagining it all, so I went back to bed. Where I had my bed, if I slept on my left side, my back was to the door. I was facing a wall. As soon as I lay down, I had this feeling that someone, a small child, was standing next to my bed. I did not roll over to see if anyone was there. I guess in my mind, I knew there was not anyone, at least not anyone living, standing there. I was afraid to see something. Instead, I told whomever it was that I was tired and wanted to go to sleep and leave me alone. I felt that it did leave, and I went to sleep. The next experience was on December 20th. My daughter and son were both home that night. My daughter had gone to bed early since she was so tired from her trip. Again, I woke, but this time it sounded like someone was crying. I again went to check on my daughter and again found everyone asleep. On December 22nd, I believe that was the night, I decided that I was going to record while I slept to see if I could find out who she was and what she wanted. At this point, I just wanted her to go away. I did not set it to record when I went to sleep since the kids were still up, and I knew it would just record them playing video games. Woke up in the middle of the night, everyone was sleeping, and I went to grab the recorder to start recording. Nothing woke me up that I know of. I just woke up. As I reached for it, I had this very strong feeling that I should not do it. For the first time in my life, I listened to that voice and did not. The next day, I told my family, my oldest, had come over for a good meal about what had happened, and my oldest told me about the little girl. This was the first time I had heard about her and what she looked like. So as a family, we sat down, laid out the rules for the little girl. Next morning, we woke to find my childhood teddy bear in the living room. All was going well. I figured I could live with her, and since she's not causing us any problems, why worry about it? A few nights later, it got me worried. Now, I'm not saying anything is going on. I could be that I was overreacting to nothing, but with what's been happening in my past, it does make me want to be on the safe side. Again, my daughter left town. She did not leave till 10 p.m., and my son was not feeling well, so he went to bed at the same time my mother did, which was 8 or 9. I was in my room with my cat, who always sleeps with me, and other than that, she'll stare at what I think is a little girl. She's never ran away or hissed or anything. It was about 11 p.m. or so, and I started to get this feeling. I cannot explain it. It was a feeling of worry. At first, I thought I was worrying about my daughter. At 1 a.m., my daughter texted to say that they were there, safe and sound, and that she loved me. I still had not slept, still had the TV on. As soon as I got the text, I thought to myself, okay, see? She's safe now. You can go to sleep. I turned off the TV and had this. I really do not know how to explain it, feeling like something was outside. I did not feel like it was in the house or in the room, but that it was close, and it was scaring me. My cat kept looking at the window with a strange stare. Now, for those of you who have pets, you know there's different looks your animals will give you. This was more of when another cat comes around and she's about to get puffed up. She did not hiss. I just kept looking at the window, blinds and curtains closed. I started to feel like I was going to have a panic attack. Yes, I've had them before, but it was when I was stuck in a locked room and could not get out. I then felt like there was someone, I believe it to be our little girl, at the end of my bed away from the window. I felt like she was standing at the end of my bed looking over me. It made me feel a little better, but I still did not sleep well. I woke up all the time, kept feeling like something was outside. After some advice from people in the paranormal, I decided to smudge my house. We decided to do it New Year's Eve, and everyone except for my middle son and daughter wanted to be smudged too. My daughter was out of town that week, and my middle son said he didn't believe in that kind of stuff. I started in the living room and worked my way around to each room, even my middle son's room and my daughter's room. Then I used sweetgrass. Started in the living room, entered in my mom's room, which is the furthest north. When I entered her room, everything was good. And then as I went to leave the room, I walked under the ceiling light, and it got very bright. It stayed bright for the rest of the evening. 2 weeks later, all the light bulbs in that ceiling fan had melted the glue stuff that holds the bulb to the metal part and had to be replaced. Friday and Saturday night, everything was nice, calm. I was still leery, and I woke often, but had no feelings of anything outside. Sunday night is another issue. Went to bed around 10 p.m. and my middle son stayed up late. My daughter was still gone on her trip, and as normal, my mother was fast asleep by 9 p.m. I woke up the next morning to get ready for work and to get my son off to school. He was 17 at the time. When I walked into the living room, my son was sleeping on the couch. He never does this. My mother said he had a bad dream. Something in his room scared him. He did not want to talk about it until I got up. I woke him and asked what had happened. This is what he told me. He had a dream that he went into my room, my old room, to find it filled with white smoke. It was a candle with some wires wrapped around the bottom of it. He thought that was what was causing the smoke. Next to that was an aquarium filled with smoke. I was laying on my bed with my mouth open like I was trying to breathe and my chest was up in the air. I guess like someone struggling to breathe. He went to call 911 on the home phone. We don't have a home phone since we all have cells. And was so upset about me dying, he could not talk to the 911 or tell the 911 operator what was wrong. He woke from the dream upset and he said he was really scared until he opened his eyes. At the end of his bed was this tall man. He said that it was almost as tall as the ceiling. It was pale white. He said its whole body was the same sickly white, as if he was wearing a cloak made of the same sickly white skin of his head and face. No facial or body features, really. He felt that this man was agitated at him, and he was very scared of the man thing. He was able to move, but since his door and light switch were close to it, he did not want to get over there. The man disappeared. Then he noticed this crouching black thing at the end of the bed that was moving around to the corner. Once it got to the corner, it was gone. At about the same time, there was this gray thing. He said it was almost as if it was the upper part of a man's body hovering over his feet on the bed. That last thing was only there for a split second, so he did not get a good look at it. Once everything was gone, he flipped the lights on and ran out of the room. He was so scared but did not wake me because he did not want me to be upset about him. Waking me at 3 or 4 a.m., when I had to work. That day I had him look up things that he thought would help to keep the man thing away and decided that onyx and quartz might help. I ran out, got him an onyx necklace, a quartz stone, amethyst, and a citrine stone to place under his bed. He's never seen the thing again, but I can tell you that I hate to go into his room. It scares me, and I always feel like when I go in there, that something else is in there. But our cats will go in there when my son forgets to close the door. Sometimes after that, I was outside with my dogs about 10 o'clock or so. I was standing on my porch. The dog was out wandering the yard to remove all the other dog smells. So there was no wind, and it was a normal cold night. I have short hair, so my hair does not really move when I shake my head, but it felt like something had touched my hair below my ear. The first time it happened, I turned, saw nothing, and called the dog to go in. Next time it happened, I told it to leave and not allowed any harm my family or me. Since the thing with my son, things have calmed down. I still feel like there's something outside, but it does not feel like it's outside my window specifically anymore. The little girl is still in the home, has made herself part of the family. She gets upset if you yell at her. I'll hear her cry if someone does. She loves my cat, and I've woken a few times to my cat rolling around on the floor as if she's playing with someone. I just say, take it to the living room, please, so I can sleep. So the man thing in my son's room still worries me. I don't know what it was or what it wanted. And if it will come back, that is my biggest fear.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.